Why did Trudeau's Liberal government hang its head in shame talking about genocide about the residential schools? Greg Piasecki is here to answer that. But before, of course, subscribe and donate so we can keep these answers coming. Greg Piasecki is a lawyer. He is a citizen of the Métis Nation. And you write a lot about, or frequently, about residential schools. First of all, why did Canada have residential schools?
Well, it was part of the settlement process when we signed treaties with the Western tribes, which is all of Western Canada and Northern Canada. One of the obligations was to build schools when requested to do so by the tribe leadership. And so over the 20 years after that, Sir John A. Macdonald's government built 200 day schools for kids who could walk home each day and 80 residential schools for kids who lived in remote areas where they couldn't service a day school.
So that was a request of the government by various Indigenous Indian groups. And you say that in a number of schools, residential schools, as we know them now, people were there because they couldn't go walk back and forth to school every day. Did they get summer holidays? Did they go home at all?
Yeah, traditionally, well, beginning in 1920, the government paid to send them home for 2 months, but they always had summer holidays. That was the norm, that they went home for the summer.
Okay, and so can I say that the Indian population historically wanted residential schools? Not everybody I know did, but
they wanted a school system. They wanted to have the opportunity to succeed in the world that was around them.
Okay,
how it was delivered was for the government.
I was going to say, how did it go so wrong, or did it go so wrong?
Well, I don't think it went so wrong. Over the years, just to get a perspective on it, most kids dropped out after grade one, and that was true until the 1950s.
Whether you're at a residential school, is that because they were being beaten?
No, it's because they didn't want to go to school anymore, so they dropped out after a year. Maybe it didn't seem so relevant to be educated if you're in the Northwest Territories or, far north. But, it was more or less a voluntary system for up until the 50s when they began closing the residential schools, too expensive to run, basically.
Okay, now the anecdotal evidence is that these kids were kept there against their will and mistreated, and many were killed.
There's no evidence of any being killed. Kids did get sick from diseases like measles and tuberculosis, which were very common in those days, but no evidence of kids being killed. And the kids' parents had to apply. You had to file an application to get your kids into a residential school. So there's thousands of those applications on file. And especially if you were from out of area, so if you didn't have to be a residential school, you could apply to send your kids there. But remember, what they learned when they tried to close them was that over half the kids, and this is back around the 1940s, were there because for child welfare purposes, because of alcohol in the home, a violent home where they weren't being cared for properly. So they were put in residential schools as child welfare facilities rather than as a school per se. And that's part of the problem with the tensions you hear about bad stuff going on, kids fighting, that kind of stuff.
Greg, fascinating. We'll have you back. Thank you very, very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.